The one thing we didn't do is I didn't light a candle. I usually like to light a candle in the studio. No, we're not going to do it.
Oh, wow.
There's just no time. Okay. We're on a schedule today.
All right.
We usually give ourselves about 6-7 hours to produce this podcast, this computer radio program. Today, we don't have as much time. We don't have that luxury.
So we're not going to light the candle.
We're not going to light a candle.
All right. All right.
It's not a priority.
Okay. But it's important to have rituals.
It is important to have rituals. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
Over the weekend, I'm in Hill City, South Dakota.
Okay.
Can I tell you another story?
Yeah, that was a great one.
I was also in Custer, South Dakota. And I happened to be in Custer, South Dakota, the night of the community ritual. You brought up ritual. It sparked this idea. Can I share the story?
Mm-hmm.
The Burning Beetle ceremony.
Oh, yeah,
the Burning
yeah.
Beetle ritual. Have you heard of it?
Yep, I'm aware.
The pine bark beetle, I don't know what the name is. What's the common name of the pine bark beetle? Maybe that's just it.
Just the pine borer? I think I remember how it goes.
Can I tell you a story?
Well, the first two are really good.
I'm in Custer, South Dakota on the evening of the pine bark beetle, pine borer, ritualistic burning of the pine beetle.
Okay.
We've been wanting to get out there for the burning of the burning beetle pine borer for years. And I think they've only been doing the ritual for 13 years. But here's what's cool. This is a strange ceremony.
Okay.
It is. They're burning a, think of it. They create this beetle. It's about, I would say it was 12 feet tall, 14 feet tall, like a giant beetle up there on Pageant Hill. And they're setting it on fire.
And it's made out of like pine trees?
Yeah. Can I share a story about this? They're shouting, they're chanting, burn beetle burn. They're lighting fireworks up on Pageant Hill. It is, you know, pyrotechnics everywhere. Can I share a story about this?
Yeah, please do.
It's as if the community is drawing a line around itself. The ritual is the community coming together and articulating what matters in some mm-hmm. sort of a ceremonial kind of gesture.
Yeah.
I love this odd ritual, though. I love that the community of Custer got behind such a weird idea.
Yay-o.
This isn't going to be the end of our story. Our forest Yay-o. Is changing. It's sad. We're mourning the loss. But we are not going to let this be the end.
We're going to enrich our heritage.
Something like that. It's a nice story.
Have you ever been... Have you ever witnessed any other odd community rituals?
Well, yes, when we light our candle in the studio while we're producing the computer radio program.
Yeah.
We chant.
I guess we're...
We hold hands.
We're two people. And
we sing a song.
You can't be a community of one, but since there's two of us,
yeah.
we're a community.
It is our intimate ritual.
But we didn't do it today. We don't have time for that.
Tape recording just 413 miles from where Hugh Glass was mauled by a bear. Anachronism is my word of the day. Did you have a word of the day?
I didn't. No, I wasn't prepared for that.
Anachronism, something that is extremely old or from an earlier period, an outdated holdover, a chronological error.
Well,
anachronism.
Say it again.
Anachronism.
Anachronism.
Would Hugh Glass be considered an anachronism? That's not an easy word to say.
It doesn't roll off the
tongue. Anachronism.
Would Hugh Glass?
Is he a little outdated? Is that story something that is extremely old from an earlier period? I would say yes.
Yeah. 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 And I would even argue that not even a lot of people know about it.
Getting a lot of raving reviews, though, about this interesting word of the day segment that we've been doing on the radio program. You didn't even come with an interesting word of the day.
I failed in that regard. Yep.
Welcome to our computer radio program. the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart the Fourth and Theodore J. Heron the First. Do you have any ideas for interesting segments other than our interesting word of the day segment, which has been getting rave reviews? But do you have any other ideas?
I've got one.
Yes.
I've been thinking a lot about this.
Okay.
Since this is the Differentiated Podcast, I think we should do a segment like called, well, that's different.
Would a strange ritual in Custer.
Well, that's something different.
Burning a beetle.
Yeah.
A pine borer as a community.
That definitely would fall into this segment.
Shouting out burn, beetle, burn.
Mm-hmm.
Chanting together.
Yep.
As a community.
Did you yell?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You guys were yelling.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one idea for a new segment this year called, well, that's different.
That's the name of the segment. I have a thought on chili cook-offs. Mike just, what happened? Now, we talked about rituals, and I think if you really want the ritual to be meaningful, I think it is best that the ritual is strange.
The stranger, the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to win a chili cook-off, if you're prepping for a chili cook-off, I think you need to serve a very standard, a very traditional, hearty red chili. I don't think you want it to be that out of the ordinary if you want to win the chili cook-off.
I've only been to one chili cook-off ever.
Yeah.
I don't even really remember the chili. Now, is a chili cook-off a ritual?
No, but I think your role in this computer radio program is to kind of, like, I'm out there living an interesting life.
Yeah.
I'm out there.
You're burning beetles.
I'm out there, you know, I'm a curious man. I'm a curious man. And I'm noticing all sorts of curious things.
Mm-hmm.
I bring them to this program, and you're the businessman. You've got the tie on. You've got the pocket with the phone and the pin clasped to it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I do, right now.
So
yeah.
You are relating this to business. I'm just out there living an interesting life. I'm whimsical. I'm quirky.
Well, now, this is interesting, though, because this whole computer radio program is about differentiating. But you're saying in a chili cook-off, you don't want to differentiate too much.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You want to be kind
If you want to win. Because, listen, the vegan recipe is going to get some votes.
Yep.
But it's also going to wake some people out.
Yep.
And you're not going to win.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The pasty sour cream kind of
white-looking
paste chili.
Yeah, made with turkey.
There's some corn in it.
Yep. Not going to happen.
I think it was corn. It's going to turn some heads. It's going to create some confusion. There's going to be some questions and some conversations, but it's not going to get a lot of votes.
So, as we relate this to business, then.
Yes, that's what this is about.
Are there moments where you don't want to differentiate?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you want to win the chili cook-off.
All right. Sometimes there are things, I agree with you, there are some things in business where
people
try too hard to differentiate. We actually did this early in our career.
All the time.
Yeah.
We're adding noodles to the chili. It's not even chili anymore then. Like, who adds noodles to
pasta.
The chili?
Yeah.
It's macaroni.
Yeah.
And it's bland. I mean, there was no seasoning. It was just kind of like a noodle mash with some stringy meat. I think it might have been chicken.
Unacceptable.
Well, it's not going to win.
No, it's not going to win.
It's going to create some conversation.
Yep. So knowing when to differentiate is also important.
If you want to win the chili cook-off, my recommendation is play it safe. If you're planning a community ritual, differentiate. Make it strange.
But you want to win a chili cook-off?
It's got to be authentic, but it's also got to be strange if people are going to get into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to win a chili cook-off,
you play it safe.
Play it safe. I mean, yes.
Give the people what they want.
Serve a hearty chili, for crying out loud, but it better be red, and there better be beans in there and big hunks of hamburger.
Yep, and you're eating it.
Not
and you're
sausage,
like,
not venison.
Not chicken.
Even though that stuff is fun to eat.
Yep.
It's fun to try a creative chili recipe. It really is. But It's not going to win.
I will say that while you and I were attending SDSU in Brookings, now Brookings had a few interesting rituals, largely around Hobo Day.
Oh, goodness.
But there were some weird rituals up there. Yeah. Yep.
That was a nice story.
Yeah. Yep.